Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating dilemma faced by many young adults, a 22-year-old earning a remarkable $100,000 annually, yet feeling pressured by their parents to finance a $30,000 car with a loan. This isn't just about a car, it's a powerful symbol of the generational divide in financial values and expectations.
Exactly. It highlights how different economic eras shape our financial philosophies. The parents, likely concerned and wanting the best, might be offering advice based on their own past experiences, which are vastly different from today's economic realities. Think about housing affordability, interest rates, and job markets back then versus now.
That's a crucial point. Their advice, while well-intentioned, could be rooted in outdated financial models. It's also possible there's an element of wanting their child to follow a path they understand, or even a subtle desire for control. For the young professional, though, they're on the cusp of establishing their own identity and understanding their current financial environment.
Absolutely. They have the right and responsibility to make independent choices that align with their own long-term goals. This situation perfectly encapsulates the tension between respecting parental guidance and forging one's own financial destiny. It's about more than just a vehicle. It's about defining their own financial future.
And it really underscores the evolving nature of financial literacy. What might have been a prudent decision for a parent's generation could be a significant misstep for a young earner today. The ability to earn $100,000 at 22 is incredible, but true financial maturity is shown through setting boundaries and sticking to a plan, even when pressured by loved ones.
Which brings us to Dave Ramsey's core principle: you don't have to convince your parents of anything. That's such a powerful anchor for establishing financial autonomy. Let's dive into the numbers and psychology behind this $100,000 income versus $30,000 debt dilemma.
Right. A $100,000 salary at 22 is exceptional, signaling high potential. But it also carries the risk of lifestyle inflation, increasing spending just as fast as income, negating wealth-building potential. The $100,000 can become the new baseline, just enough to cover expenses instead of being a springboard.
And that $30,000 car is a potent psychological pull. It's often seen as a symbol of success, status, or even a professional necessity. It's easy to conflate want with need when societal cues and peer pressure are so strong. The immediate gratification of a new car can easily overshadow long-term financial implications.
This is where the distinction between debt as a tool versus a trap becomes critical. Strategic debt might be for appreciating assets like a home or education. But financing a car means acquiring a depreciating asset, something that loses value the moment you drive it off the lot.
Exactly. You're not just paying for the car, you're paying interest on that money for years. Consider the opportunity cost: that $30,000, plus thousands in interest, could be invested. Even at a conservative 7 to 8% annual return, it could grow significantly over time.
That's money that could be used for a down payment on a house, boosting retirement accounts, or building a robust emergency fund. Choosing to finance a depreciating asset, especially with high income, is essentially paying for something that's losing value instead of investing in assets that generate future wealth.
Dave Ramsey's debt-free ethos is powerful, but for high earners, the calculus can be nuanced. Some might argue for strategic leverage with low-interest debt if investment returns are higher. However, the core principle of avoiding debt on depreciating assets like cars remains universally sound.
And that $100,000 earning power is the young professional's greatest leverage. They have the capacity to avoid this debt, pay cash for a reliable used car, and redirect funds into wealth building. This isn't just about avoiding debt. It's about choosing long-term financial health over immediate gratification or parental approval.
Moving on, let's talk about the best interest fallacy and the emotional undercurrents in parental advice. Often, advice given for your own good is actually rooted in the advisor's own experiences, biases, or anxieties, not the recipient's unique circumstances.
The classic "when I was your age" syndrome is so prevalent. Parents might recall buying houses for a fraction of today's price or graduating with minimal debt. These realities are often obsolete now, making their advice impractical or even detrimental if applied blindly.
And the car as a necessity argument often falls into this trap. While transportation is important, the idea that a 22-year-old earning $100,000 needs a $30,000 new car to be taken seriously is often a myth. A well-maintained used car can serve the same function at a much lower cost.
Crucially, the emotional component is huge. Love, fear, and projection can cloud objective financial guidance. Parents might project their own anxieties or seek validation through their children's perceived success. Understanding these underlying motivations is key to disarming their influence.
Ramsey's framework for handling advice is about empowerment. It's recognizing you have agency. You can listen respectfully, acknowledge their concern, but ultimately, the decision is yours. Their financial operating system might be outdated, it's your responsibility to run your own upgraded one.
This leads us to the critical skill of establishing financial boundaries, respectful independence. Trying to convince resistant parents is draining and often futile because their perspective is so entrenched. The focus needs to shift to defining your own non-negotiable financial goals.
What do you want to achieve in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? Saving for a down payment, investing, early retirement? The conversational shift is also powerful. Frame decisions as "I've decided to," rather than "Do you think I should?" The former states a decision, the latter invites debate.
And the power of a well-researched plan cannot be overstated. It serves as your best defense against doubt and external pressure. It demonstrates foresight and commitment, much like Ramsey's baby steps provide a structured approach.
Financial autonomy is built not on changing others' minds, but on solidifying your own convictions and demonstrating them through consistent, disciplined action. So, how can this high income be leveraged for long-term wealth creation, moving beyond the immediate car conflict?
That $100,000 income is a powerful launchpad. Instead of car payments, a significant portion can go to maximizing retirement accounts like 401(k), S and Roth IRAs, investing in diversified portfolios, or saving for a down payment on property. It's about strategic allocation.
The long-term impact of avoiding unnecessary debt on depreciating assets is profound. It's the difference between wealth accumulation through compounding returns and wealth erosion through compounding interest on loans. That $30,000 invested could grow significantly over decades.
By avoiding that car loan, the young professional gains decades of compounding growth. This could lead to millions more in their net worth by retirement. It's a stark contrast to the constant drain of debt payments.
Developing a personal financial philosophy involves integrating advice from Ramsey, advisors, even parents, with your own values and market realities. It's about creating a framework that is uniquely yours and that you can trust.
And that's where seeking advice from a qualified, fee-only financial advisor becomes relevant. While Ramsey offers great foundational principles, personalized guidance based on your specific circumstances is invaluable. It helps tailor that philosophy.
Ultimately, Ramsey's emphasis on financial peace is about more than just wealth. It's about reduced stress, increased confidence, and improved emotional well-being. Successfully navigating this parental pressure is a monumental step towards true financial independence.
This ability to set boundaries, adhere to a plan, and prioritize long-term goals over short-term gratification or external validation is the hallmark of financial maturity. It's about demonstrating a level of discipline that will serve them for a lifetime.
And let's reiterate that potential, that $30,000, instead of being tied up in a depreciating asset costing money monthly, could be invested. At a modest 7% annual return, it could grow to over $42,000 in 5 years, plus the interest saved on the loan, potentially nearly $20,000 more in their pocket.
That $20,000 isn't just extra cash, it's capital that can be reinvested, compounding further. This highlights how avoiding unnecessary debt isn't just about being debt-free, it's about maximizing the power of your income and your time.
The disconnect often lies in perceptions of success and necessity. For many parents, a new car was a milestone. They might see their child's income as validation and want them to enjoy it. But today's definition of success is shifting towards freedom and security.
A reliable, safe, even stylish used car fulfills the transportation need without sacrificing long-term goals. It's about making a choice that serves your future self, not just your present desire or your parents' historical benchmark. This is a pivotal moment for developing discipline.
Learning to delay gratification and prioritize future well-being over present pleasure is a fundamental skill of adulthood. For a young person with a substantial income, mastering this early can set their entire financial trajectory. It's about building discipline from a clear vision.
Ramsey's message, while sometimes seen as rigid, resonates because it's about empowerment and taking control. It's about recognizing your financial decisions are yours alone, and external validation is ultimately unfulfilling. The peace of mind from being debt-free is true freedom.
For this 22-year-old, the choice isn't just about a car, it's about choosing independence, building confidence in their own judgment, and laying the groundwork for a future where their income empowers them. It's a critical juncture.
So, let's summarize the key takeaways from this complex situation. We've seen the intergenerational financial philosophy clash, where parents' advice, though well-intentioned, stems from different economic eras and may not reflect current realities.
Absolutely. Their motivations, concern, fear, or control are important to understand. The young adult's high income presents a unique opportunity for early wealth building, distinct from past generations' challenges. The challenge is navigating this divide respectfully without compromising their future.
Then there's the $30,000 car dilemma itself. The core insight is the distinction between acquiring appreciating assets versus depreciating ones. A new car loan represents a significant opportunity cost, and the pressure to finance it is a major financial misstep.
The opportunity here is immense. Purchase a reliable used car, freeing up substantial capital for investment and wealth growth. It's about resisting immediate gratification and societal pressure for new and focusing on long-term gains.
We also discussed earning power versus financial maturity. A $100,000 salary at 22 is exceptional, offering potential for rapid wealth accumulation. But financial maturity is demonstrated by disciplined decision-making, boundary setting, and adherence to a long-term plan.
The risk of lifestyle inflation is real with high income. The challenge is managing it strategically to build wealth, not just increase spending. The opportunity is to leverage this earning power for significant financial freedom and potentially early retirement.
Dave Ramsey's principles are crucial here, especially his mantra about not needing to convince parents. His debt-free philosophy provides a strong framework, emphasizing that financial peace comes from control and discipline, not external validation.
The challenge is applying these principles when dealing with differing parental views and unique financial situations. The opportunity is to adapt his core messages of discipline and debt avoidance to one's own goals and circumstances.
Finally, building financial independence involves establishing boundaries and communicating decisions clearly, rather than seeking approval. A well-researched personal financial plan acts as a defense against external pressures and provides a roadmap.
The challenge lies in consistently upholding these boundaries and plans, especially when facing emotional appeals. But the opportunity is to build unwavering confidence in one's own financial judgment, leading to a lifetime of informed, independent decisions. This is about forging your own path.
And that covers our discussion on navigating this generational financial divide. It's a complex issue with many layers, but the core message remains: prioritize your long-term financial health and independence.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Baga Media, Finance. We'll be back next time with more insights.